The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to this week's episode of Zach on Film. Steven, it's almost springtime. Well, it is springtime,
it is springtime,
I guess.
Actually,
it's springtime.
Technically, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So, you know what that means.
It's time for planting your vegetables.
Absolutely. We had to set the clocks forward that one day, and, you know, the sun's out a little bit longer, the nights are shorter.
Yeah.
And
no, nights are
nights are shorter, days are longer.
Yeah.
And about ready to spend a lot of money at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Because
not going to be $50 per movie, but
no, not yet. But it's about time for the summer movie specials all again.
Yeah,
we've got a little. We dabbled our feet the last couple of weeks because Deadpool was like in February. That's too early,
right?
It's too early. But Batman v Superman.
Yeah, we did
just
that.
A couple weeks ago. That's kind of ramping up to things. We got some big releases in the coming weeks. But I mean, overall, how are you feeling about the summer movie lineup this year?
I'm just kind of like, I know there are some really big movies that people are super excited about, like the new Independence Day and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm just like, whatever. I mean, there are definitely some movies that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
They may not necessarily be the movies that everyone else is looking for.
Interesting. I am, I always feel like there's some big blockbuster movie that'll surprise me. But I don't get excited for too many of those.
Right.
But I will tell you,
in
the last couple days, I have been seeing more trailers for Civil War, Marvel movie, and I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm excited about seeing Captain America Civil War. Of all the big blockbuster things that are going on during the summer, that's certainly one.
Mm-hmm.
I got some movies on my list that I'm looking forward to that come out technically after summer is over. Or at least to me, summer ends when school starts back up.
Sure.
And I know people are like, oh no, summer stretches all the way to the end of September now. And it's like, okay, sure. All right.
So summer ends when the new Star Wars movie comes out.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then I have some that are coming out in the next couple of weeks too, before summer even starts. So
we've, it's just Steve and I this week, we've kind of put together a list of some of the big movies we're looking forward to this summer release season, and then we'll go back through and hit the rest week by week.
Mm-hmm.
But Steven, what is like your fifth movie or whatever? I don't know how many you put
so
on.
So coming out on April 29th,
yeah,
Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, okay.
It's the animated movie based on the video game series.
Yeah.
It's got Rosario Dawson, Paul Giamatti, John Goodman, David Kaye, Sylvester Stallone, James Arnold Taylor, all doing voices for this game. I have only played Ratchet and Clank a little bit growing up. With the PS2 and some of the stuff that was going on there.
Right.
Always had a lot of fun with it. And so I'm very curious to see how they take the video game and adapt it into a movie that is family oriented.
Now, what is the premise of Ratchet and Clank? Because that's a game I never played.
You are Ratchet. You're kind of a space, not smuggler guy. I know, again, this has been forever since I played the game and I only played a little bit. But basically, you're going on missions to go do something, whatever it may be. Gather a widget.
Yeah.
And going along with you is your robot companion, Clank. And your powers combined, or separately, depending on how you do it, allow you to get through these traps and puzzles and different kinds of things to achieve your goal. So that's what I know and remember about Ratchet and Clank. But there have been many drinks and many long nights
All right.
since I last played Ratchet and Clank.
Well, I mean, that one's one that I just saw. And, like, I knew what it was, mm-hmm. but I wasn't even aware it was in development.
Oh, yeah. It seems like it's one that's been super quiet. I think I've only seen one trailer for it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, wow. And they've got like zero publicity for this. At least
that's so strange.
In the stuff that I've looked around, I have not seen any television commercials about it. I've not seen any promotional posters for it, anything like that. So this is one that's going to be very interesting to see how well it does. It does come out basically on a weekend when there is nothing going on. So maybe it'll do okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting to see how that comes.
Yep.
You know, I mentioned Captain America Civil War, and I'm honestly really excited for it.
Yeah, definitely very interested in seeing it.
There's a couple reasons. One, I've been really trying to watch a lot of the trailers recently, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to figure out if Marvel is tipping their hat on like who they think is right in this Captain America Iron Man feud. Because to me, when they look at it, I'm like, I think they think Iron Man's right. Of like, government is good.
Think?
That's what I think. I keep watching a few things will pop up. Like, I'm watching YouTube or mm-hmm. Netflix or I guess Hulu or something. I'm like, I think they want Iron Man to win.
Well, they
this.
Certainly focus more. Well, all the stuff that I've seen, they seem to focus more on Captain America and not focusing on Tony Stark.
But it seems like.
And Tony Stark comes off as the big dick.
Oh, I think they want Captain America to come off like a dick. It's like,
really?
We don't need the government and I'm cool. And Tony's like, no, this is good. And they're like, stop being such a whiny baby.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the way I've been reading
it. Okay.
That's all right. Interesting.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I'm also.
So you're Team Sparkly Vampire, right?
Yeah, I'm Team Sparkly Vampire. Okay. I am. I think this will be the first comic book based movie with Spider-Man in it that we won't get his origin story
right.
when he's on screen.
Right.
Which is just amazing.
Maybe they'll do a flashback.
I hope they don't. They would. This is like piss everyone off.
My understanding is though, the next standalone Spider-Man movie will not be focusing on origin stories.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I am. And it's usually I'm not excited. Like I haven't even seen Ant-Man yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like not always super gung ho for the Marvel movies, but I'm pretty excited for Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too. I think that's definitely one on my list of things that I'm very interested in seeing. Another one that I'm interested in seeing comes out after Civil War, about a couple weeks later. It is rapidly declining in interest from a lot of people.
Oh, no.
But it is being directed by Shane Black, who will be potentially directing the upcoming Doc Savage movie. And
yeah.
I think, is he also up on one of the Furious Fasts and things? He did Iron Man 3.
Like Predator or something?
Oh, yeah, that's it. The Predator. And he's also doing the Doc Savage one. But
okay.
the one that's coming out May 20th, I think has been complete for a while now.
Yeah.
And they've just been finally like, okay, let's finally pull this out and release it. It's The Nice Guys.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. A private eye investigates the apparent suicide of a fading porn star in the 70s and uncovers a conspiracy. And I don't know. The trailer looks funny. I'm all into this late 70s kind of mobster, dark noir type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also somewhat of a comedy. And so every time I see this trailer, I'm like, I want to see this more and more and more. I'm sure it's going to be a huge bomb. But it's coming out on the same weekend as the Angry Birds movie and Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising. So I have some hope for it. It's put out by Warner Brothers.
Wait,
so
wait.
It's The Nice Guys.
Who's in it with Ryan Gosling? It's
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Mm-hmm. Russell Crowe did just host SNL.
Oh, okay.
This last weekend and mentioned he was in The Nice Guys with that, what did he say? That lovely girl, Ryan Gosling. So, I mean, maybe that helped him. Maybe they'll move the needle on that movie a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple animated movies
coming
out this year.
All right.
One that I am very interested in comes out August 12th, later in the summer.
Yeah.
And it is the Seth Rogen animated movie.
Sausage Party. Sausage Party, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they change the name? Because I thought originally when they first announced it, it was like Sausage Fest.
Oh, really?
I thought so, and that's why
I've only ever
like,
seen it as Sausage Party.
I know,
Party.
Now it's all Sausage Party.
That's interesting.
So, okay.
Yeah. Did you watch the trailer for this?
I have not.
Okay.
I will admit that I
have
not.
Okay, that's fine.
And I do like Seth Rogen a lot.
Okay.
And I like his potty skewed humor. So I kind of know what it's going to be about.
Yeah, so
if
you watch the trailer, it starts off like a traditional like DreamWorks or Pixar
mm-hmm.
thing
mm-hmm.
with these food, and they're talking in the supermarket, and they're having fun, like, oh,
right.
we got picked, we're going home.
Yeah.
It's a hot dog and a bun. They're like, oh, maybe we'll get together and everything. And then they go home, and this person grabs some like carrots
mm-hmm.
out of the fridge and puts them down on a cutting board and takes
mm-hmm.
a knife
mm-hmm.
and they starts cutting them up. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? They're eating a us. And it just goes way
and
downhill.
So let me guess, it's an Escape from the Refrigerator.
Yeah, kind of movie. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right.
But with just R-rated humor in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely R-rated movie. It'll be interesting to see how that plays. I know a lot of people are like, okay, fine. You have finally gone too far. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think he's gone too far, but it'll be interesting to see what an R-rated animated film will be like. Because, and granted, I'm sure that there have been some other R-rated films, but most famous R-rated film is Fritz the Cat from like the 1970s. And I cannot think of like any other hard R-rated true animated pieces since then. So this could be another interesting experiment, just like Deadpool is an interesting experiment with R-rated superhero movies.
I know.
Granted, Blade was a R-rated.
Sure,
but.
Sure. My brother-in-law's work, or one of them works at the theater here, and they are very worried about parents and kids because they had issues with parents trying to bring kids to Deadpool that were like way too young.
Did they just say, hey, this is R-rated?
Yeah.
No one under 17 admitted.
They did.
That's our policy.
But you can bring, if you're an adult, you're an adult, you can bring your kid into the film and like, that's fine. Like, some kids are ready for that, and they can handle it for 9 or 17. But it's like, an 8-year-old and Deadpool, maybe not
great. The bagels look like vaginas. And
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting to see what in theaters happens with this.
Yeah. Coming out on, what is this? Comes after May. June 10th. Mm-hmm. Warcraft.
Oh, yes.
The I guess, is it all animated or is it mix of live action and animation?
It's a mix.
It looks really weird.
Yeah, it's super like uncanny.
I thought that they had all the actors scanned and digitized and did some stuff to their faces. But the last couple of trailers I've seen, it looks like it's live action actors in a 3D environment, very much like Avatar was. But I love playing the World of Warcraft game. This is set in that Warcraft world. Not World of Warcraft, but set in that Warcraft world before the events of the big MMORPG. And I think exploring the two sides and their dynamics and how they're, you know, everybody's saying the Horde is so noble and the Alliance maybe not so much. Mm-hmm. But I'm really interested, and I think knowing Blizzard, I don't know if you've been watching any of their shorts that they've been putting out for the upcoming Overwatch
game.
Holy crap, the Overwatch shorts are fantastic. I mean, it rivals anything coming out of Disney, Pixar, or DreamWorks now. And I think if this is a mix of live action and animation, I'm a little less interested in it from that standpoint. But knowing what Blizzard can do, I kind of hope that after this, they're like, yep, we're starting our own animation studio and we're just going to be cranking this stuff out on a every 2-year basis.
Interesting.
I'm just that interested in seeing how Warcraft does. I know there's a lot of hype and expectations from the gaming community. And so I'm excited for it, too. It comes out June 10th.
Well, they certainly have enough properties that they can do. I mean, even with just the Warcraft stuff, there's enough there.
There's enough tales to be told, And even some of the storylines inside of the games, you could follow and do a whole movie on some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think there's plenty of stuff there.
I am a fan of Saturday Night Live,
You are?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy watching that every week. And one of the cast members is no longer on the show.
Eddie Murphy?
No, not quite.
Oh.
Not quite. Is coming out with a movie with two of his other guys who are on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
They did the shorts, you know, Andy Samberg and his little crew did the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And a long time back, they made a movie called Hot Rod, which is unbelievably stupid and funny.
Yeah.
About a stuntman.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a new film coming out this summer, finally. And it's starring Andy Samberg. And it is called Pop Star. Never Stop, Never Stopping.
I think I saw a trailer for that today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So for some reason, when I saw this, I didn't realize it was a Saturday, because I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I thought this was they were taking another YouTube celebrity, a real YouTube celebrity, and making a movie about their stupid adventures.
No. It's Andy.
Okay.
They're not. They've been on SNL for a while.
Okay.
But it's Andy Samberg starring.
Okay.
And they're making, they are doing like the music mockumentary type of thing.
It looks interesting. I did see that.
I think it looks really funny, especially because I was watching what was I watching? What was the actual band from SNL like back in the 70s?
The Blues Brothers?
No. They were the British band. I can't wait.
Oh,
I'm
you're talking about Spinal Tap.
Yeah, Spinal Tap.
That's not
But those were all guys with SNL. They were all in SNL, weren't they?
No.
They weren't?
I think they were all Second City people, but not Saturday Night Live people,
no. We were watching that. I was like, this is, like, music mockumentaries are probably either horrible or hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that Popstar Never Stopping really turns up the funny, because there's a lot of funny people in it, and I have high hopes
for
it.
Yeah, I was just really surprised at when I saw that trailer. It's like, oh, this could be interesting in a sloppy mess kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of do want to see that. Yeah. Not just to see it fail or anything like that, but just to see how it turns out.
Because I think those like that group of Sandberg and the two guys that mm-hmm. direct are really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really hoping that this really takes off.
There's a movie that's coming out in July 15th that a lot of people are, man, it's very, splits the internet. It really divides people on whether they should support this movie, like this movie, hate this movie, you know, trash this movie even before they've seen it. And that is the new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, yes.
It's an all-female cast.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, they're working in the previous actors into this. Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray are supposedly to appear, and what's his name? Winston are all supposed to appear in this movie. But a lot of people have been, like, really hating this for some reason. And I don't know why, because it looks good, but I think in that first trailer that we've seen,
mm-hmm.
the first trailer, although they have a second trailer that's out. But the first trailer, I think, really had a lot of people, even people who are fans of this, going, some of these jokes are really hacky.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has a lot of people on edge. But I want to see what this is about. I want to see if this is a reboot, a continuation, what's going on, if this is another universe. Totally into seeing Ghostbusters when it comes out in theaters. Cannot wait for it.
So am I. And speaking of SNL, a lot mm-hmm. of those people are from SNL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I am also very excited about it. I thought the trailer was not great.
Yeah, the first trailer was not good at all.
The second one we saw, were we in Batman Superman? Mm-hmm. I thought was better, which gave me hope of either they hired a new editor for the trailers, or they actually decided to work in some of the good material and actually mm-hmm. kind of tell a story through the trailer.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely interested about Ghostbusters, because they already have another one planned, don't they, with guys?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Well, I don't know if that one's still going to go through, but
okay.
I know it's something that they're have been talking about.
Yeah, so very interested to see what happens. And who's the director on that one?
Paul Feig.
From what I was reading, everyone said a lot of his trailers mm-hmm. are like not good,
mm-hmm.
and then the movies are great.
Yeah.
So
I can totally get behind that.
Yeah. So happy for that.
I can totally get behind that.
One I thought was releasing later in the summer, but apparently it's actually May 13th
mm-hmm.
is an upcoming movie starring Ewan McGregor, where he plays
Star Wars.
No, unfortunately, it's not. Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to the Attack of the Clones movie coming out in May.
Yeah, boy, I cannot wait.
Ewan McGregor is playing Jesus and the Devil in one movie in the film Last Days in the Desert.
Interesting.
And it is cinematography by our homeboy, Emmanuel Lubezki.
From
The Revenant, and The Birdman, and Gravity.
Yeah, three-time Academy Award winner.
Absolutely. So this is his film he's been working on. Very interested. I'm very interested to see what the blowback on this film mm-hmm. is going to be in about a couple weeks when it really starts getting pushed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the release schedule is on this. I'm going to assume it's probably not going to be very wide. I don't know why. I think it debuted at some film festivals maybe last year.
Okay.
But it has some reviews already for it. But I am very interested. Mainly, I mean, anyone could have been acting in it, and mm-hmm. it didn't matter what it was. If Emmanuel Lubezki shot it, I'm going to watch
it. Yeah, it definitely looks like something to go
but
see.
It's a very interesting concept, so I'm interested in Last Days in the Desert.
So I have a love-hate relationship with Star Trek.
Yes.
I think that it's at both times very sucky and lies to the audience, especially in the last film.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin Lin is directing Star Trek Beyond, which comes out July 22nd. And I want to see how they deal with this. I want to see how they're able to redeem the horrid remake of Wrath of Khan that they had the last time, and how they're willing and ready to change this franchise around. Because, to be quite honest, if they don't do it this time, that's it. I will not see any more Star Trek movies after this. So it's make or break for these guys. And I'm interested in seeing it. Now, I'm not one of these people that will be jumping up and down, standing in line, waiting mm-hmm. for it. But I will go and see this movie. I will see how they deal with everything. Apparently, the movie does have something into the death of Leonard Nimoy as Spock.
Ooh, interesting.
They do deal with that in the movie, apparently, from the rumors that you hear. But I want to see this. I want to see if they can turn it around. I want to see if this starship steers like a sleek spaceship or if it steers like a cow. So Star Trek Beyond, I want to see it coming out in July.
And I mean, are they committed to the Star Trek franchise? Are they like, we're going to go forward with it no matter if this tanks or not?
They've got the CBS TV series coming up.
Oh, right.
It's not TV series, but it's a... It'll make its premiere on CBS television, and then it'll go on to the CBS Seed, their on-demand service for like $6.99 or $10.99 a month. Yeah.
All right.
Everybody's getting into this. So they think that Star Trek will pull people into that monthly subscription service. So yeah, I think they're committed, although I was told by someone on the inside a while ago that after the Wrath of Khan remake that they were not going to be doing any more movies. But they would be going back to television. Well, the television thing certainly came through. Mm-hmm. Star Trek Beyond didn't. I mean, obviously, it's still in the theater. So unless this is the last of a planned three-part, we got to pay Chris Pine his big trilogy monies.
Right.
Then I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure CBS and Paramount are committed to this because they both have a stake in it.
Sure.
But I think it's time to retire the Enterprise, quite honestly. I think let's follow the adventures of another crew. And I think people would be totally behind that. But let's get away from the Enterprise stuff.
All right.
So,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
August 5th, a comic book movie.
Yeah.
That I think everyone's
on both our lists.
Yeah. Everyone's getting hyped up for is Suicide Squad.
Yeah. And after the most recent trailer, the Ballroom Blitz trailer,
yeah,
people are even more excited about this than before. The director has gone on record and saying, all those rumors that we're doing reshoots to make this funny, that's totally not true.
Oh, really?
And I think if you watch the trailer, there's more funny in that trailer than there was in the first trailer. And everyone said, oh, all the funny bits were in that first, all the funny bits in the entire movie were in that first trailer. That's not the case.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, Suicide Squad. This will be a different, I mean, it's, do we know what the rating is? It's not yet rated.
I don't know. I think it's not yet rated. Yeah. And I haven't seen it.
I would be totally okay if it was R.
Yeah.
But I think Warner Brothers is really going to push for a PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
Although with all this talk about Batman v Superman with the R-rated cut coming to DVD and potentially going back into theaters as the R-rated version, they may say, okay, go with the R and see what you can do with the R if they haven't already cut it and nailed it down yet. But I think this will be a big point for Warner Brothers as well with their superhero franchise.
Yeah, I think it's a really good, I think it's a more logical step from the way they want to take their movies, just kind of this dark, grimy kind of thing.
Well, this is dark and gritty.
Well, I mean, it's violent, I guess. Yeah. It's going to be violent, but it's going to be humorous, which I think will be a nice balance for audiences. And the characters look
great.
And they don't look like, oh, no one's going to be able to keep up with who they are, because they seem like they're really distinct and not too obscure or whatever.
Right.
And I think everyone's really interested in seeing what Jared Leto does as the Joker.
Yeah, even the crazy laughter he's got going on
is
pretty crazy. But I have a feeling that if you watch that second trailer again, you can kind of tell maybe who's not going to make it all the way through because Killer Croc is only in there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Enchantress is only in the trailer for a little bit. But then Katana and Deadshot and Harley Quinn and Diablo and then Rick Flagg are all in there throughout the rest of the trailer.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see of that team who survives. Now, typically in a Suicide Squad story or even the animated movie that came out not too long ago, they rounded up everybody. Amanda Waller walks in and says, you've all been implanted in your necks with these bombs. Believe me or not, if you don't believe me, walk out the door. And KG Beast, who, again, not in this movie, but the animated version, is like, fine, I'm out of here. Walks out the door and promptly his head explodes.
Whoa.
And so literally within the first 2 minutes of the movie, one of the major characters that was promoted in the animated movie is dead.
Whoa.
So it would not surprise me if one of these characters is not made an example of to get the rest in line.
Interesting.
And there may even be a surprise villain that we don't know about.
Oh, really?
That might pop up briefly again, just so they can prove that point. If they're not going to kill. And again, I've only seen Killer Croc a little bit in that second trailer and Enchantress very little in that second trailer. Everything else is the rest of the team. So. But I'm super excited. This is probably, if you ask me, what is the movie I'm most excited for this summer as we ease into the fall? Because I know August for me is fall.
Yeah, sure.
Even though I think technically the season ends in September. this is the movie I'm most excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, if you were to ask me from now until the end of the year, Stephen, what movies are you most excited about? Suicide Squad number one, Rogue Squadron, Star Wars Story number two,
mm-hmm.
Then Captain America, and then Nice Guys.
Those are the
top movies that I'm totally looking forward to.
Yeah, I had like tangential interest in Suicide Squad before mm-hmm. any trailers came out, just because who was in the film. I was like, well, that's like some interesting choices.
Mm-hmm.
But when that first Queen based song trailer came out, oh my God, I was like, this has got to be one of the best trailers that has been released in years.
Yeah.
Because everyone I talked to was just freaking out about that thing and how good it was.
Yeah.
And how good the film looks.
And now we've got the Ballroom Blitz version.
Yeah.
And I think it's even better. So it's really cool. So that's everything that I had on my list that I'm really super looking forward to. I mean, because there's stuff in September onward, I didn't really pay any attention to that stuff. Did you have some stuff going into the fall?
Yeah, I didn't. I kind of just stayed in August. And I will say, there is a film in August that I'm interested in.
Okay.
Well, I guess there is that interested in a good way is War Dogs, August 19th with Jonah Hill
mm-hmm.
and
that's where
Fantastic Four Man.
They are the arms dealers.
I think that looks good.
That one does look good.
But a week earlier, on August 12th, mm-hmm. is the remake of Ben-Hur. And I am just...
Are you excited about seeing
it? Not really, but I want to watch it because mm-hmm. I don't know if there's really been any film since we started All Zach on Film that a film we've watched has been remade.
I don't think so.
So, like that.
Well, I mean, remade during since the start of Zach on Film.
Yeah. So, I'm really interested in that because Ben-Hur mm-hmm. was so, like such a weird movie to begin with that I'm really wondering if. Because I've watched the first trailer
mm-hmm.
and people were like, oh, it's going to be so good. I'm like, is it? Because that doesn't look great. And it's like Ben-Hur was okay, but then it got like, and then the ending was just like not good.
Yeah.
It was just so weird.
Yeah. And I found Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It was like, what? Because I was thinking of, before we're doing this, I'm like, wouldn't that be great if we're just like all movies like ended in like just some cataclysmic shifting, like they became a completely different person, or like and Batman, no, it wouldn't make sense. It'd make too much sense.
Batman found Jesus.
Forrest Gump goes and lives in a monastery for the rest of his life.
That would be really different.
Yeah. So, and Morgan Freeman's in it, so that's interesting.
That will be interesting.
Yeah. So Ben-Hur in August is something I'm not looking forward to, but I'm looking forward to watching.
I'm sure it's being targeted at people of faith. I don't know which faith they're specifically targeting, unless it's really the Christians, which I'm sure that's what it's targeting. But I mean,
it's like such a big budgeted movie. And like, you can't just rely on them.
I wonder that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. Maybe that we should watch it only because then we can compare and contrast and say, you know, Ben-Hur was the biggest spectacle movie ever made of its time. Does this Ben-Hur do it justice, mm-hmm. or is it just a pale imitation?
Right, because it's so hard mm-hmm. to be the biggest spectacle of your time right now.
Yeah,
with all these huge, everyone and their dog can just put out a mm-hmm. CG crazy movie.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to like go to a next level.
Yeah,
and releasing in August does not do well if you're trying to be the biggest spectacle movie.
I don't know.
Year.
Did you see Hardcore Henry? Did you go see it in the theater?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I did read some reports of people had to leave because they got motion sickness.
Nauseous. Yeah. I'm still interested in seeing this, but I don't think I want to see it at the theater. I'll just wait till it comes out on video.
We
did run that, the music video in which this was based off of, the video Bad Mother Effer.
Oh, yeah.
Was done in this style. And then they had a hardcore, after that, there was another video that they did that was kind of the basis of this that featured the corporal or the general guy
mm-hmm.
in there. And then that led it to this movie. I think I'll just watch it on home theater.
Yeah. I was really interested in it just from like the filmmaking type mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. aspect.
It's all GoPros.
Yeah. So that interests me.
And it's all stunt performers without safety nets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a scene I was listening to, what's his name, Shopley, whatever the guy's name is. The director on this.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing something with Nerdist, and he was talking about, we drove across this bridge every day on the way, this bridge really high up in the air, and we were talking to the stunt performers that were riding along, and it's like, well, would you want to just jump out and shoot this now? And they're like, okay. So they just jump out did this huge stunt on the bridge. No safety, nothing. Just strap these GoPros on and go. So it's just like, what?
So, yeah. So, but then I started reading reviews and I was like, I just don't, like, I'm not going to go to the theater and watch this, but I'll definitely watch it when it comes out. But I'm not going to go spend the money at the theater to watch it.
So starting next Friday, not this Friday, the 15th. Oh, I guess the 15th is this Friday.
Yeah.
Here are the movies that are coming out in super wide release. Barbershop, right. The Next Cut. Criminal.
Okay.
Are you interested in seeing that? That's the implanted memories.
I haven't watched any trailers for it. From reading the synopsis, I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then The Jungle Book, which apparently is so good, they've already commissioned The Jungle Book 2.
Really?
Yes.
I'm more interested in that now than I originally was. And I don't know why, but I would kind of like to see it.
I don't know if I want to see
like
it or not.
I mean, super dedicated to seeing it.
We've been doing family movie night now for a while, whether it's sit down and watch a movie here at home or go to the theater. I don't know if Jungle Book will hold everyone's attention for that long, but it might be fun to go watch as family night.
See, if I'm going to watch it, I want to watch it in the theater because it seems like that type of movie with what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Life of Pi. Like, I was really happy to watch Life of Pi in theater, CGI but I haven't watched it since it came out on DVD.
Let's see. We have Above and Below, which is documentary, Colonia. I don't know anything about the rest of these. Fan, Green Room, Our Last Tango, Revelation, Dawn of a Global Government. That's a documentary. Rio, I Love You, Sing Street, and Wedding Doll all coming out.
Wow.
Then on the 22nd, we have Elvis and Nixon, which is a drama from Bleecker Street. That's wide. And then The Huntsman's Winter's War. I hear that one's another hot mess from the early reviews. Mm-hmm. That it's just like, this is a story that didn't need to be told, but it's got all these actors and all this spectacle in it. So it's okay to watch. Compadres, Holidays, A Hologram for the King, How to Let Go of the World and Love All Things Climate Can't Change. It's a documentary.
Hologram for the King is Tom Hanks.
Oh, is it?
Which I have not seen anything about, but I keep seeing it and listening to the movies coming out soon.
Huh.
So I should probably check down a trailer and actually watch that.
This is what it has. This is what the Box Office Mojo lists it as far as genres. Travelogue, Middle East.
What?
That's what it says.
All right.
It is rated R. Let's see. The Meddler, Men and Chicken, Project Itoth, The Empire of Corpses, Sworn Virgin, and Tale of Tales, which is a fantasy film from IFC.
Hmm.
On Friday the 29th, there's Keanu, which I do want to see that.
Yes.
That is
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Going on an adventure to save their little kitty cat.
From gangsters.
It looks funny as heck.
Yeah, I know.
Mother's Day, Ratchet and Clank, The Barber of Seville, A Beautiful Planet, which is a documentary. That's from Disney. The Family Fang, The Man Who Knew Infinitely. Don't know what that's about. Mm. Papa Hemingway in Cuba, Victoria and Viva. Don't know about any of those. May 6th. I've been looking for this one. I know that there's a movie coming out that I really want to see, but I haven't seen it on any of these upcoming lists. And so I'm thinking, is it not coming out until...
You get pushed?
Yeah, maybe. Captain America Civil War comes out on May 6th. Band of Outsiders. That's a 2016 reissue, it says. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
Being Charlie, which is a comedy, which no information given there. That's a Rob Reiner piece, so it could be very funny. A Bigger Splash, Bite, Black Songbird, Dark Horse, which is a 2016 documentary. Pele, which is a sports drama from IFC.
Hey,
that could be really good, too.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th of May, The Darkness. Zach, that's the one that made you scared.
No, that was The Conjuring
2. Oh, that's The Conjuring 2.
It comes out, I think it comes out in May.
The Darkness has Kevin Bacon in it.
Oh, Kevin
Matt
Bacon.
Matt Walsh as actors. Oh, this is the one where they move into this creepy old house and there's something up in the attic.
That sounds like every horror movie ever.
Kidnapped, Money Monster. I don't know what Money Monster is. It says it's a drama thriller from Sony.
Thriller.
It's directed by Jodie Foster.
Interesting.
It has George Clooney in it.
All right.
Jack O'Connell, Julia Roberts, Dominic West.
It's got
and
some names.
Others. Yeah, it does. High Rise, Killzone 2, The Last Days in the Desert, The Lobster, Love and Friendship, Search Party, and Sunset Song.
Hmm.
Those are all, unless they don't really pop out at me. Although High Rise, what is High Rise about? Nope, that doesn't look like anything that I know either.
Hmm.
It's got Tom Hiddleston in it.
All right.
Then on Friday the 20th, we have the Angry Birds movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
That will be a dumb family night movie.
Yes.
Sure. Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, The Nice Guys, which again, that's the one I'm most interested in seeing. Holy Hell, which is a documentary. Maggie's Plan, Project Itoth, Wiener, which is a documentary, not to be confused with Sausage Party.
Sausage Party.
Friday the 27th, Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Yeah, no.
X-Men Apocalypse. I am looking forward to that. Sure. But I mean, it's one that I'll just go to, but it's not like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And Mama. That's another one coming out in May.
Sounds
in June, we have The Bye-Bye Man. It's a horror movie.
All right. Don't like the sound of that.
Oh, Zach, it's got a scary poster.
Oh.
Me Before You. That's a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Pop Star Never Stopped Stopping.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Did you ever watch that first one?
Nope. Paramount were dicks to us, so I was like, screw you guys.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yeah. So, yeah. I will admit, though, as much as I hate the design of the turtles mm-hmm. in these new movies, as much I hate it,
mm-hmm.
the second movie, the trailer, actually has me going, this couldn't be too bad, but yeah. I think it's because it's playing on my 80s nostalgia for whatever the song is that they're playing in that trailer.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
The Conjuring 2.
No.
Now You See Me 2, which...
I heard that first one was good.
The first one was, it's got a lot of problems with it, but okay. It wasn't horrible. I mean, I watched it and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Now You See Me 2, bringing back the entire cast again, with the addition of Daniel Radcliffe as potentially the foil for the team of magicians.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be really cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. Then you got Warcraft, Diary of a Chambermaid, From Afar, Friday the 17th, Central Intelligence. That's the
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson movie.
Yeah.
Then we have Finding Dory, which I'll be honest, I hated Finding Nemo.
Really?
Zero interest.
You hated
in
Finding Nemo?
I did not like that movie.
Really?
And I have zero interest in watching Finding Dory.
Yeah.
I found the Dory character to be the least interesting part of that entire Finding Nemo movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I find this to have zero interest in my mind. But you know what? We're going to have to go see it.
You have to go see it. And I liked Finding Nemo, but then I was starting to think, like, how successful have Pixar sequels been? And they've been
Toy Story 3
all over the well.
Cars 2.
The thing about Toy Story, Cars 2 didn't do well.
It did well enough to where it's keeping that franchise alive.
All right, but Toy Story 2, like, don't forget Toy Story 2, which was okay. But see, the thing is, like, Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3,
mm-hmm.
like, the plot lines weren't the same as Toy Story.
Right.
And Finding Dory looks exactly like Finding Nemo.
Cars 2, $200 million budget, worldwide $559 million. So I think
that's
did okay.
Not bad.
And in the U.S., $191 million. So almost made its budget just here
good.
In the U.S. Clown and Swiss Army Man,
ugh.
Which
sounds
don't
scary.
Know. Oh, Swiss Army Man is the one that has Daniel Radcliffe in it and Paul Dano in it.
Oh, the farting corpse
movie.
That was like, what was that? Is that
so
cans?
Many people were so upset at
They're
it.
They're so
cans.
Pissed.
They were so angry at that. But
or was
yes.
it?
No, I think it was Cans.
Was it Cans or was it?
Tell
Utah
you right.
Man.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah. Maybe it was Sundance.
Sundance. Yeah,
it was Sundance. But yeah, Swiss Army
that's
Man.
All your, I didn't even know it was. I honestly thought the movie was called Farting Corpse.
No,
because
no.
all people referred to it as
no,
Farting
I
Corpse.
I think it's called Swiss Army Man because
is.
The corpse plays so many different roles for this other character.
It won like best director
it did.
Or something.
It really did.
So
it. Friday the 24th, Free State of Jones. Independence Day Resurgence.
That's a Matthew McConaughey Civil
that
War
is
movie.
Matthew McConaughey.
So that's interesting.
Kerry Russell and Gugu. I don't know how to say the last person's name. So, Independence Day Resurgence, which again, I really
I'm not.
It's probably
not
the movie
saying.
We'll have to go see because
probably.
It's the summer movie special stuff.
But it's
but
like
it's
they go
like,
to the moon.
I really
like,
have zero.
Unless
in this
it's
movie.
Like so over the top, it's insane.
It is
like,
going to be over the top.
But
insane.
I want like B movie cheesiness, but mm-hmm. with like a $300 million budget.
Oh yeah, it's going to be super cheesy, and it has the budget not available. So you know they're probably spending $300 on that.
Too much.
Then there is The Shallows, which is a horror movie.
Mm-mm.
And then Eat That Question, the Frank Zappa in his own words documentary, which could be interesting. I know that they've been plugging it a lot on like Marin and some of the other podcasts. So people might be interested in that. The BFG, the big frickin' giant, comes out on July 1st.
Is it Roald Dahl?
Yeah, that's the Roald Dahl story.
The problem
directed
is,
by Steven Spielberg.
Wasn't it, was it like Doom or something that used a BFG for...
Yeah,
big
freaking gun.
Yeah, that's all I can think of every time I see it.
Right. Legend of Tarzan, that's from Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Live action.
Yeah.
The Purge, Election Year.
You know,
Did you see the first Purge or
no,
the second Purge?
No, I have not. But I thought the concept for the Purge was wonderful. Like, I thought the first movie like didn't utilize it well.
Did you watch the first movie?
No.
Oh, you haven't watched either one?
No, okay. I really want to because I see things for this movie. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, now they've finally created a Purge thing that I'm like, this is a cool concept. Mm-hmm. They're doing it in a weird way. Mm-hmm. I might actually skip the first two and finally see this one.
Yeah, it might be interesting. Again, it's past my radar and it's just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Friday, July 8th is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Also, The Secret Life of Pets, the animated movie, and I know the boys already want to see that.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Captain Fantastic, which I know nothing about except that it has Viggo Mortensen and Steve Zahn in it.
Nothing.
And Our Little Sister. Now, Captain Fantastic is a small release, so it won't come here. Nope. Friday the 15th, Ghostbusters, The Infiltrator. Yep. Who is The Infiltrator? That's Bryan Cranston, Dan Kruger, and John Leguizamo. I don't know anything about that movie.
I don't either.
No. Might be interesting. Hopefully
Cranston
doesn't do a wacky ass voice like he did for Trumbo.
Hopefully he's not a communist.
Have you been watching Better Call Saul?
No.
Oh man, you need to watch that.
No.
Very good.
The first season's finally on Netflix, so we'll watch it.
And it goes very quickly.
Doesn't, all right.
Friday the 22nd, Ice Age Collision Course.
I can't believe they're doing another one.
Then we have Lights Out. Lots of horror movies coming out that I see. It's like almost every week there's a horror movie coming out. Of course, there's a correlation between election year, doom and gloom, and the economy. We've talked about this before, I think, and how there's an increase in horror movies right around there.
Yep.
Star Trek Beyond also comes out this weekend, as does Ab Fab, the movie. Absolutely fabulous.
Ab Fab.
Friday the 29th, Bad Moms. Christina Applegate, Kristen Bell, and Mila Kunis star in that movie.
All right.
Jason Bourne, the next movie. Equity, Genius, and Indignation.
Jason Bourne. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll probably watch it.
Probably will.
Then we have, what is this about? Michael Keaton in The Founder on August 5th.
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Looks like it has something to do with McDonald's.
Oh, I just read a little blurb about that. Yeah. I like Keaton.
Nine Lives, comedy.
Nope.
Suicide Squad also comes out that
Heck
weekend.
Yeah.
Friday the 12th, Florence Foster Jenkins. Pete's Dragon.
Yeah. Ugh.
Again, another movie that.
Another remake thing.
A remake that just, the first one, if you go back and look at it, just is awful. This one I can't imagine is going to be much better. Sausage Party and Spectral, which is an action thriller.
Ooh, action thriller.
Which the actors, Bruce Greenwood, Emily Mortimer, don't know anybody else who's doing that one. So Friday the 19th, Ben-Hur.
All right.
Kubo and the Two Strings. Oh, that one looks good.
Kubo and the Two Strings.
That one actually looks good. It's an animated movie. Matthew McConaughey, Charlize Theron, Rooney Mara, Ralph Fiennes, George Takei, all doing the voices of this. Kubo and the Two Strings.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really looks good. That's an August 19th release.
Director that did Paranorman, I believe.
Travis Knight.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I want to see this.
I'd rather see that.
There's something about it that looks really, really good.
Yeah.
The Space Between Us is a sci-fi adventure movie with Gary Oldman, Asa Butterfield, Britt Robertson.
Right.
What that's about. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know.
Need the
good actors.
Yeah. War Dogs.
Yeah.
Which we've already talked about. Friday the 26th, Don't Breathe, horror thriller.
No.
Don't Breathe.
Too much horror.
Hands of Stone, which is a drama. Looks like a boxing movie.
Mm.
Mechanic Resurrection. This looks to be, it's a Jason Statham, Jessica Alba,
of course
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, Mechanic. Oh, no, that's a different movie. I'm thinking that The Mechanic is a movie, but that was like.
Did it have Jason Statham in it?
No, I don't think it did.
You're thinking of The Transporter.
No, there's a movie called The Machinist. No, it's something different.
Okay, this is Mechanic Resurrection. I've got to believe that it's based on either some video game or some previous franchise,
like,
but it's got Jason
Statham's like Diary or something.
Jessica Alba, Tommy Lee Jones, and Michelle Yeoh, I think is how you say her name. That's coming out at the end of August. Then we get into September, technically the end of the summer movie season.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what we have in September. The Light Between Oceans, Patient Zero, and Solace, all coming out on Friday.
Light Between Oceans is
Michael
Fassbender and his like real life honey.
Is it Rachel Weisz or?
Yeah, set in World War I.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, I read a little more about that. It looks good.
Friday the 9th is Shut In, which is a thriller. Sully, which is a drama. Untitled New Line horror film.
Oh, I have to see that one.
And then The Wildlife, which is an animated movie.
Yeah.
Then Friday the 16th, we have Bridget Jones's Baby, Nerve, Snowden, When the Bow Breaks. Friday the 23rd, the Magnificent Seven remake.
Oh boy.
Then we have a
That'd be the second Zach on Film remake. What is this year coming to?
I know, right? Then we have something called Spa TBA. I don't know what that is. I think it means it's a Sony Pictures animation to be announced movie. Then Storks, which looks kind of funny.
I don't know that
but
one.
But not really.
Animated movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Friday the 30th, Deepwater Horizon, which is an action drama with Kurt Russell and Mark Wahlberg in it.
About the oil spill?
Yeah.
All right.
And then Delirium, The Edge of 17, which is a comedy with Woody Harrelson, Kara Sedgwick, and Haley Steinfeld.
Hmm.
And then Masterminds, another comedy with, who's in this? Zach Galifianakis, Owen Wilson, and Kristen Wiig.
Oh, I'll watch that. I mean, that's it.
And
I'll
then finally
that.
Closing out September in the really summer, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, which looks really good.
Yeah, Aubrey read those books, and she's really excited for
it. Cool. So that's coming up between now and the end of September. And I'm sure we'll visit the September stuff again when we get close to that.
Oh, sure.
And then the rest of the year. I mean, but I couldn't find, there's one more movie that I was like, I really want to see this movie, but I can't see the name anywhere from here till the end of the year. So I think it got bumped.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It always sucks when that happens.
You're I know.
Oh, I want to watch this movie. And then it gets pushed back.
Yeah. Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. At least we've got Star Wars.
At least we've got, oh,
at least we've got Star Wars and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, I tried to explain. We watched a trailer for that, and I was like, "So, what characters are these?" I'm like, "Let me tell you, this is a very convoluted story. You know, like field notebooks. That's what this movie is based on."
And don't forget, we've got an Assassin's Creed movie coming out as well.
Oh, with the Fassbenders.
Oh, is that who's doing it?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That'd be fun.
Is it this year?
That is December 28th.
Oh wow, Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time, stabby stabby.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
You know, like, last year it seemed like there was so much to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, maybe, like, there's a lot of year movies that I just haven't picked up on yet or haven't been announced. So there's going to be a lot of good stuff.
Well, some of these that we mentioned probably may have great stuff to it, but we've not been exposed
to any advertising for it. But I guess there was just so many big films that we knew, because there was, like, Tarantino and Star Wars and something. It was, like, all this stuff all last year.
Yep.
Like, oh, man, it's going to be the greatest summer ever.
I think I'm looking ahead to next year, too. There look to be some really good stuff coming out next year as well, including Smurfs The Lost Village.
Oh!
And Fast 8.
Get
and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, yeah. Fast 8?
That's got Charlize Theron and, I believe, Clint Eastwood both signed up for it just in the last couple of days.
They haven't even shot it yet, and it's out next year.
Yeah, right.
That schedule.
F. Gary Gray, who did Friday.
Yeah.
So Vin Diesel.
And he did Straight Outta Compton.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well.
Anything else, Zach?
No, that's it, you know. A lot of stuff to look forward to. A lot of stuff that I'm scared of watching, but I'm sure, like, Independence Day, I just swear it looks horrible.
I know.
But I thought, you know, we thought the same thing about San Andreas last year. And you came away with it okay.
Just because of what they did with the special effects. Yeah. But, I mean, what a sloppy, horrible story from the narrative side.
And maybe that's what Independence Day will be. Maybe it'll be like the best CG of the year.
I've got to hope that it is. I mean, the giant mothership that's like the size of the moon crashing into the earth certainly does look good on the trailer. But I got to imagine that, you know, science doesn't work quite like that.
Oh, it'll be another fun summer, I'm sure. So head over to majorspoilers.com, everyone, and you can find this podcast posting page. Head down in the comments. Let us know what you're looking forward to, what you think is just going to be an absolute hot mess that you're still going to go to the theater anyway and watch, because that's what you do.
Yep.
And it'll be a fun summer spectacular again here on Zach on Film. When you're there,
It will be.
Use that Amazon.com link over at MajorSpoilers.com. You can buy all of last year's movies on Blu-ray. Star Wars is out now, everyone.
Yeah, it is.
Get the deleted scenes and everything. Get the documentary.
Get all of that stuff. It's awesome.
It's not going to cost you any extra to use that link, but a little bit will come back to Major Spoilers. We can keep making podcasts like this and so many more. Find them all at MajorSpoilers.com. Until next week. Well, that's not how I usually end the show. We'll be back next week with more Zach on Film.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 25 to 60% off cold weather gear for the whole family, 30 to 60% off select bedding and bath, plus 30% off select small appliances. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees at Macy's, Macy's Backstage, and Market by Macy's. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.